Are we live? We are back on the air. So you gotta cuddle me here a little bit.
Okay. Let me get closer.
Hold on. Let's just adjust the camera. All right, folks. We are back at MVP Days 2017 Edmonton. And I am joined by fellow MVP, co-author, number one best-selling author, Thomas Rainer.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've ever noticed Thomas's profile pics, but normally you can only see half his head.
Yeah, this
and
is
so cool. Right now we can only see the left side of his face.
It's a new half.
We could just adjust that
not
just a little bit.
Oh,
too far. So what I want to talk to people a little bit was about in our kind of pre-show that we've got, because we've got 40 minutes to burn, so we can just take our times and we can actually make up a session.
All right.
This is like create a session on the fly. So anything that you guys want to know about PowerShell, you have one of the scripting guys at Microsoft at your disposal right now. And not only that, Thomas and I have been working really hard with the PowerShell community to try to, you know, expand and bring some really cool resources out there. And so back in, I think it was August or September, we had a great idea that, hey, you know what? Let's write a book.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
There's not enough books.
And so then we decided to write 2 books and 3 books and release them all within 60 days.
Yeah.
Because we actually probably didn't sleep for the better part of two or 3 months.
Really good at marketing.
So what can you tell us, Thomas, about your book writing experience?
You know, honestly, my book writing experience was...
Is that even on?
Is it?
I think it's muted. Oh, it works way better.
How
now.
About now?
Oh, we can actually hear you now. Yes.
I'll turn it back off then.
So you and Emil take the cake on that one because...
Did he do that too?
He went for about 30 minutes muted. The blue mic is working better than the other one. Yeah, it works a lot better if it's not muted. So...
Yeah, authoring.
Yes, authoring.
So the process of writing the book turned out to be relatively straightforward. And that's because you did a lot of the back-end publishing, heavy lifting. This was the first book we wrote, Master PowerShell Tricks Volume 1. And this was a really proud moment for me, particularly because this is the first author credit I've ever had. This is the first book I've ever been attached to. And
it's actually the first book cover I ever wrote, and I realized that the author
capitalized
names,
tricks.
The author names were a little small, and apparently you're supposed to capitalize tricks. So it's all right.
It's a learning process.
It was the first book that we did.
It's like 250 on Amazon right now. So
yeah.
It's not the longest book in the world. But what it is a awesome collection of in-depth, deep-dive style articles and...
Printed in full color.
Yeah, as well. Lots of different code examples and tricks and all types of cool stuff that we've all picked up over... You saw the author list. There's like 6 of us or something on there.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is all stuff that a lot of us have figured out in our day-to-day and decided to share with the community.
Well, and it was pretty cool because we took kind of those best tricks that you guys had and just built it as that compilation, and that's really the goal of that book. And we'll have more Master PowerShell books.
We already have
Master
more.
PowerShell Tricks books, and you know what? We already do have another one, but I'm not going to show that one just yet because we have 40 minutes to burn of live airtime with our millions of viewers that we have out there. So one of the things that I think is really cool is that you guys inside of the PowerShell community, there are so many great resources that are out there. And some of your sessions that you did today were actually discussing some of the, you know, great resources that are out there to help have people learn PowerShell and kind of advance their careers. And I've seen some really amazing tweets that have come out that Jeffrey Snover has retweeted and Don Jones have retweeted that I learned PowerShell 12 months ago. This was one of the tweets that I remember. And now I'm actually making more money with my job than what I previously was before. Now, not everybody's going to have that same experience, but that's pretty cool when you can have kind of a life-altering experience with a technology like PowerShell.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones that you kind of want to hitch your wagon to. Like, if you pay attention to the direction that Microsoft is going, a lot of the GUI stuff that comes out just executes PowerShell in the background anyway. And it's really, if you're not at least proficient in reading PowerShell, if you're not at least interested in it, like not everybody has to be a guru level expert knowledge, 500 level expert, but you should be able to have, like if it was a car, you should be able to change a flat tire. Kind of level of knowledge, like drive it around and change a tire, use stuff that you find online and vet it for quality and make sure you're not running something dangerous. That's the type of knowledge that you should have. Like it's like reading a foreign language rather than speaking it fluently. I've got two sessions left this afternoon here in Edmonton today that aren't going to be live streamed, but they will be live streamed in Calgary on Friday.
Yes. So that's new. We don't even have that up on Channel 9 yet.
Oh wow!
So we just made an announcement to the world. And do you know the best thing about being live in these
You
shows?
Can just announce stuff and it happens.
We're MVPs. We can do whatever we want. But when you announce something like the date of a new MVP Day show to the world, you have to follow through on it.
Yeah.
So now we have to follow through and actually make the live stream happen for that Calgary date. And I'm actually really excited about that PowerShell track. Like our track that we have today is amazing. We've had some really, really great speakers, and we've got some more great ones that are lined up for this afternoon. But that PowerShell track is going to be phenomenal in Calgary.
There's a, I guess I'm included, but I don't mean to... pump my own tires too much. There's a lot of talent
on
that.
Pump away.
There's a lot of talent on that track. there's a lot of really smart people on that track who are sharing a lot of terrific information. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited that you guys are going to be able to share that, not only with the people who are lucky enough to be in attendance like they are this week, but the people who aren't local to these areas, who wouldn't otherwise have a chance to see these MVPs talk. It's going to be a great opportunity to kind of spread the good word.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about the second book that we came out with, and we actually released this book here in February of 2017.
Yes.
And this one here was a lot of fun to put together. So we actually have been doing a ton of work in the hyperconvergent space. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have for quite some time, and we decided to take all of that knowledge that we have and throw it into a book, but also build the book in a way that people could follow along.
Yeah.
And so this is our latest book, and it's called Master Storage Spaces Direct.
We got 40 minutes to go.
All of our books are available on Amazon. So if you search any of our names, Thomas, myself, on this book here in particular, Crystal was a co-author, and mm-hmm. so was Alan Rafuse, who's also a fantastic scripter, future MVP.
Yep.
And so one of the things that we did in this book was we built a demo script called Big Demo.
Yep.
And that demo script was entirely driven by PowerShell. And basically what it'll do is it'll build an environment out from nothing more than a stock ISO of Windows Server 2016 and a product key. That's mm-hmm. pretty much all that you need to run that script and a little bit of storage space and some computer and a laptop.
Yeah.
And you can build out your own Active Directory environment. You can build out your own storage spaces direct configuration with some cluster nodes and some nested Hyper-V virtualization. And it's 100% automated. So now you can actually get your hands on the technology, which I think is the most important part to learning, is actually getting your hands on.
And isn't this book also sort of the epitome of, if you can control C and control V, you can administer Hyper-V?
It is. Yeah. Yes. And if you can control C and control V, you can also break Hyper-V.
Yeah.
There's no end to this.
Yeah. The possibilities are limitless.
All right, so that book is very cool. This one, once again, this one's available up on Amazon. These first two books that we launched, Thomas, these were our first two books that we started mm-hmm. MVP Days Publishing with. So we're self-publishing, so we don't have a publishing company behind us. And every single book that MVP Days Publishing works on is built for and driven for the community.
Yep.
And so that is the whole purpose of putting these together, because trust me, you do not get rich writing books.
Yeah, that's sort of the important thing to underline as well, is as MVPs in general, we're not paid by Microsoft.
No.
So this isn't an advertisement for Microsoft technologies. This is like, this isn't the way Microsoft wants you to do it unless we actually believe that they're right. This is all stuff that we would sell to clients or implement in our workplace. And as a result, you're getting kind of a no-nonsense, no marketing fluff look at these different technologies, whether it's the PowerShell Tricks book or the Storage Spaces Direct book, etc. Like, you're getting real world examples, kind of stories from the battlefield, and not just what the white paper says, but what actually works.
No, absolutely. So we just had a comment coming through that the volume levels were a little bit low. So I've turned those up now, so hopefully that's making a difference.
Was that while
in the
I was
broadcast.
Muted? Yeah.
That could have been while Thomas was muted for about 6 or 7 minutes. So that's happened a couple times in the broadcast, just saying. The other thing you want to do is make sure you have batteries and, you know, make sure that, you know, your presenters have actually tested their devices to make sure that they'll actually connect into your TriCaster. Because if they don't, then you're scrambling for plan B and you have some angry presenters on your hands. But that's
I got to go okay. build some presentations later.
I do. Yeah. Exactly. So the third book is one I'm actually really proud of, because we actually we actually added a couple of new MVPs to our series in Mick Pletcher and Will Anderson.
Yep.
So let's just talk a little bit about some of the authors that we've had that build the compilation. So the one that I'm talking about now is our Master PowerShell Tricks Volume 2. I want you to notice how Tricks is all capitalized.
Yeah.
Because
if
Thomas
you, if
actually...
If you do it in all caps, then you can't miss a capitalization.
So Thomas was complaining on the first book that we had, which I'll grab. Here, hold this.
That it was in Comic Sans.
So hold on. So this was a little bit of a complaint. He's like, why is Tricks here lowercase? I'm like, because they're small tricks. These aren't big tricks. These are small tricks. So, you know.
So now these are the big ones. And to avoid confusion, this isn't like an editorial difference. These are all different tricks. These are brand new. They're not just revisions of the tricks in Volume 1.
Yeah.
It's a brand new collection of tons of different good tricks that that we've all put together here. And that's kind of why you see a different set of authors on it as well.
Yeah. Well, and for the print books, just so that people know, we actually sell the print books at whatever the lowest cost is that Amazon will let us publish those books for.
Yep.
Because they are printed in full color. That's 150 pages printed full color. If you went to go to Kinko's or something like that to get that printed, they'd probably charge you a buck a page. It'd charge you like $150 to get one of those books printed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we sell them on Amazon for $19.95 and $29.95. It's whatever the lowest mark is that Amazon will let us.
I know, and the e-books are cheap too. The e-books are like $7.75 or something.
Even less sometimes, I think like $2.99. So we try to, Amazon makes us put a minimum slot price on those books.
And materials cost.
And so that's how we price them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you watch, sometimes we'll actually have the ability through Amazon and Kindle to promo the books. So we actually promoted our PowerShell Tricks Volume 1 book. And the feedback from the community was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it really was.
We had in 1 week over 4,000 people grabbed copies of that book, which
that thing took off.
And you know what? That makes guys like Thomas and I feel so proud that we're able to put in the time to build something like that for you, the community. So you gotta watch from time to time, because here I would make the books free all of the time.
Yeah.
But in the Amazon self-publishing engine,
just you can't do it.
You can only pick 1 week of free promo per book for I don't know how long. I'm still new to the process.
I don't know, could be,
but you can't set them for free forever. So just watch, especially the PowerShell books. You know, watch the PowerShell hashtags, and the Reddit.
Find
the Reddit
us
forums.
On Twitter, because Slack. As soon as it goes free, it's all we're going to be talking about.
So I don't know, Thomas. Should we make the book free this week?
Well,
no, we're not going to make
it
free this week.
What if we did?
We could.
Do you think anyone would download it?
I don't know. if we made our books, if like we made that PowerShell Tricks Volume 2 book free, if somebody tweets in the next 30 seconds
so to, yeah, tell to us myself we want a free
or
book.
Thomas that we want a free book,
yeah,
then we'll consider it. And you know what?
I mean,
we may even send you a book.
Yeah.
So let's say the first five people
okay.
that come into the MVP Hour stream right now and say, Dave and Thomas, I would like a free copy of your Master PowerShell Tricks Volume 2 book, we'll give it to you.
Yep.
And we will actually drop ship you a non-signed copy.
Ooh, non-signed.
It's hard for us to get into the Amazon yeah. factory and sign those. I actually did that for a little bit of a milestone, Thomas, which was I had 1,000 followers. So I've been trying to get 1,000 followers on Twitter for a long time. And I know a lot of you are out there. You have like hundreds of thousands of followers, and good for you. I've worked really hard for my 1,000.
Yeah, he worked really hard to buy those 1,000.
So do you know what he does? He says, you know what? As soon as you get your 1,000th follower, I'm going to unfollow you. He probably did. Probably has unfollowed.
Have you got 1,000 yet?
I have. Let's see how many I have right now. I have. Oh, we have our first winner of the free book contest. So, Joseph, you have now won yourself a free book.
Congratulations.
So we will get in touch with you to get that.
If you follow Dave, then he can DM you.
Yeah, exactly. So I now have 1,016 followers. Wow, that crept up pretty fast.
Oh, well, if I unfollow you now, you're not even under 1,000.
No, it could be 1,100.
I'll just have to do it for
myself. The next free book promo is at 1,100.
It's at 1024.
Okay, here's the deal, folks. If you can help Thomas and I get up to each, let's see how many followers Clint has, because we want to beat Clint.
Oh, I'm way off. I've got like 665.
No. At Clint Wyckoff. So Clint has approximately...
You guys just saw Clint earlier today.
1,383 followers. So this can work.
Because he's following.
So this can work one of two ways. We will count backwards on Clint's followers or up on ours. So if all of you quickly unfollow Clint Wyckoff... Kidding. I'm kidding, buddy. I'm kidding. He hates when I do that. So you know, if we go through and get up to, let's say, 1,300 followers each.
Okay, sure. Today, that would be more than double my follower count. Right
today?
Now. Yeah, today.
So if you guys know any bots that can help Thomas.
Yeah, buy me some followers.
we will make the book free for everybody.
All right, deal.
I don't really think that's going to happen, but we'll send out a few free copies.
Yeah, we'll pick one random follower.
And we actually have our second winner in the free book promotion.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do.
Here we are.
So Matt... He is a fellow Veeam Vanguard from the Toronto area. So fellow Canadian, not scared of the cold, and loves PowerShell and long walks on the beach.
Who doesn't?
I know. Exactly.
PowerShell, that is.
Exactly. So Matt, you are the lucky winner of copy number 2. And if you want, what we will do is we can either drop ship that, or I can just bring that to Veeam on for you if you remind me.
We'll save the shipping.
We'll save the shipping costs, because I'll just carry it around in my bag for 4 months while I wait for Veeam on to come along.
Can I tell a bit of an insider story about carrying stuff around?
Oh, sure.
So there's an MVP exclusive event that took place in May last year. And they had this MVP branded beer for us all.
Where is that?
So
he had that. He had one here.
And a fellow MVP, Emil Cabot, couldn't bring his back home with him. He lives in Calgary, and I'm in Edmonton here. And so I took his back with me because I had room. And I told him, next time I saw him, I'll bring your MVP beer, and then you'll get it back. And then I think I saw him 3 times.
Didn't you see him at MVP Summit?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't bring it. But I brought it today. I gave it to him today.
I've asked him about that. I'm like,
almost a year.
Have you been carrying around that beer for a year and you haven't drank that yet?
Oh, like, it wasn't that good to start with. But yeah, almost a year later, and I finally got that to him. He was very happy.
Well, and you know what? It's important that you follow through on your commitments.
Exactly.
That's what being an MVP is all about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get to the finish line, as long as you finish,
mm-hmm.
right? Exactly. All right, how much time do we have left? Whoa, we've actually burned like 20 minutes.
Wow, look at us
go. That's pretty good. Yeah. So we talked a little bit about MVP Days publishing. How about the next book that we have coming up? The next one that's in the slot, because that one is actually one that I'm super excited about, and it's actually running through on the on the rolling deck. So if you guys have watched the rolling deck go by, I think we've changed the name on that, right? Because Will didn't really like our name that we had. So what's the new name, and what's the context of the new book that we have?
So I don't know what the final title worked out as, but. Excuse me. I'm really excited about this book, actually.
Just hold on. We have our third winner. So we've got Peter. You have won yourself a free book, and if it's the same Peter that I'm thinking of, he's from Lethbridge, and that's an easy one for us to drop ship out.
Yep. Yeah.
So we will also drop ship you an unsigned copy.
Your autograph free.
Yeah, it is autograph. Free. It has not been poisoned by our penmanship. Yeah. So where were we?
Hold on, there's another winner.
Oh, wait, do we have another winner?
You might.
Wait, we're going to go broke giving away books here.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No, not yet.
So, yeah, the Azure book is the one I believe you're referring to. Is you and I and Will Anderson out from Ontario.
Fellow scripting guy, too.
Fellow
right?
honorary scripting guy. Yes. He's another PowerShell MVP. And as far as I'm concerned, he is the law when it comes to stuff about Azure Resource Manager, Azure PowerShell, ARM templates. Really, you name your technology related to scripting in cloud. And that guy is an authority as far as I could throw him.
I had a chance to sit one of his sessions when we ran MVP days in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he was beating himself up because his demo wasn't working.
Yeah.
I'm like, you built that from the ground up. What would normally take somebody a month, you showed them how to do in an hour. He's like, yeah, I know, but this one little function wasn't working properly. I'm like, I'm just really not happy about that. I'm like, don't beat yourself up. It was fine.
Yeah, the AC is not quite cold enough in my Lamborghini.
Exactly.
Was kind of the what happened there. Yeah, but the book is an Azure Resource Manager template book. Because if you're like me, they're kind of weird to get your head around as you start screwing around with them and getting into it. And they're totally accessible. This is the thing, is like they make sense. They're logically laid out. It's just that how do you figure it out the first few times? And the answer is read this book, honestly. I know we're a little biased because we're attached as authors, but this is going to be a terrific book. And anytime you have the chance to learn from Will, you should take it.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Because he's got so much production field experience when it comes to this stuff. It's not just things that he's, you know, pumping out in his garage lab.
Yeah.
Like this is production level scripting that you're seeing, and this is his career doing this. And it's actually your career scripting as
it
well.
Is now, yeah.
And I understand that you actually relatively recently took a new position, being an Azure consultant.
I
don't know. I don't actually know what you do. But.
No, I work on the DevOps and automation team at PCL Constructors. So I am not a consultant. I work there permanently full time. And
I suppose I should get that right because your boss is probably watching this.
Yeah, they'd love if I did correct you. Yeah. Quick, get me in trouble.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder: we've got two free books left. So. Mm-hmm. If you have already won a free book and you want to win another free book, you have to go get a friend to log into the stream on their PC in the cubicle right beside you so that they can win a free book because you can't win the same book twice. Has to be somebody different.
That'd be something.
Or you could just tell them to just tweet us and say they were watching. That would be probably because there's no way.
We're not going to know the difference.
Yeah, we won't know the difference. We don't really care. We're not really picky that way.
You know what?
We may have actually had some more because these people actually just hit me directly.
Yeah.
So let's see if we had some more coming through here.
What about giving them a copy to give to a friend?
Oh, we could do that too.
This is like one of those knife infomercials where they give you two sets of knives if you promise to give one to a friend.
So if you order today, if you tweet right now that you want a free book,
Dead Air is great, yeah. You're just trying to figure out the promo.
I'm trying to figure out how not to go broke giving away these bloody books because they still cost me money.
Yeah, you can't really do a bottle and gallon.
So here's the next promo. We got two free books left, and if our million viewers that are out there, I know you guys are shy, but you know, for the million viewers that are out there, they can actually see the viewer count, by the way.
Can they? Where is the viewer count?
The viewer count's up here. It's 1.3 million.
Oh, geez, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the second most viewers I've ever seen on this stream.
Just so you guys know, in the live stream, they actually chopped the zeros off there because they had some complaints at one point in time.
Yeah, they chop off 5 zeros.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's right. So here's the deal: is that if you take and you tweet right now, and I mean right now, how much you love the Thomas Rainer and Dave Kuhla show, we will take and we will send you an unsigned dropship copy of one of our books of our choice.
Yeah, you're trying to unload the one ebook.
Actually, go get the stack. I have some advanced Windows deployment books here. Yeah, I have a few that we need to give away. And if you guys want some more books, we'll give them away. And you know why we give away the books, everyone? Because we can't sell them.
No, it's because we love proliferating knowledge.
Yes, exactly.
And not at all because we can't sell them.
And this one here is actually written by fellow MVP and myself, Mr. Emily Cabot.
There you go.
So Emily, his picture is shown right there. Do you see Emily?
Maybe if you hold it up and...
Oh, I can't. I'm like a T-Rex. So that is Emil Cabot. So,
did you guys go to Walmart and get the photo studio pictures done?
We did. It was our first book that we ever did, and we had to get our pictures done, and we didn't have anybody to professionally do them, so it was too cheap. We went to Walmart, and that was the pose that we picked. And our publisher's like, "Are you sure you want to use those pictures?" Like, heck yeah! And then after they were printed, we're like, that was not our finest moment.
So, oh, I beg to differ. Mm. It was a pretty fine moment. Jeez.
That book carries 100 plus pages of glorious knowledge on deploying Windows. Not 10.
Not 10.
So if you're looking to not deploy Windows 10, our dated Windows deployment book is free in your hands. It'll help you deploy Windows 8.1 because...
If you're looking to deploy Windows not 10.
Exactly. Because, you know, who would want to deploy Windows 10 these days? You know, let's go straight backwards to Windows 8.1. So if you've got a good job in the federal government, this book is going to be really handy for the next 10 years because it's going to take you that long
to get to Windows 10. If your Windows 10 deployment went real bad.
we have somebody else that has actually just tweeted us, and I'm going to have to say no on this one. So no,
yeah.
No, he cannot have one of our books. No.
No.
It's Marcos.
We're like, you know how when you go to adopt a puppy or a kitten or something, they have those interviews and they make sure you're a decent person who can take care of a pet. We're like that sometimes with our books. Like, we want everybody to download those, especially when they go on free promo.
I don't want this book to become like some kind of like fire starter or something to prop up your couch. Although this one's really thick.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that's a good leveling book.
Yeah, you can.
It's actually written for our good friends over at Wenny Software. So we actually go through a lot of their software and components. We still actually do a lot of work with my friends over at Wenny Software.
Yeah,
they've got some amazing new solutions. They've actually just released a new product, really? And so it's to go in line with System Center Configuration Manager. And it is called Tachyon, and it's supposed to be able to manage millions of endpoints in just like a split second. So I don't know much more about that, but the owner of the company is actually a good friend of Crystal and myself. So you know what, guys, go check out Wenny Software for sure.
Are we going to talk about any other emerging technologies related to...
Well,
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I think it might be rude if we didn't. I think we might have to...
break some news.
I think you might just have to go open up Twitter on this one. So just cancel out of there. Open up Twitter, and I think we've got a few minutes left. We've got 11 minutes left before the next session. Thomas and I actually broke our silence on a very new and emerging technology, and so we're just going to see if we can pull this up on the other machine here. So
where is it?
It's somewhere inside of one of our Twitter feeds. So it'd be inside of like the media Twitter feed. So just go into media. So while he tries to find this.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
There was a new emerging technology that came out. And this one here was like, this one was earth shattering.
Yeah, this is big.
It was
honestly
really big.
It's so big I'm surprised they're letting us.
I think you have to scroll down pretty far for this one.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that they're letting us talk about this one first.
I'm surprised that we didn't actually immediately have our MVPs revoked for releasing this type of confidential.
Usually this is something that they'll announce at Ignite or Build.
Sorry, super
is here.
Awesome show here.
Yeah.
Do you guys get enough food so I can take down?
Do we get enough? Yeah, we got enough.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Everyone
thank you very much.
You
hey,
ate?
Everybody.
Good?
Everybody, look at this. This is the fabulous Super Crystal. So if you guys tweet how much you love the show to @SuperCrystal1 right now, you will get a free book @SuperCrystal1.
My goodness, you tweet a lot.
We're giving away half of one copy.
You can pick the chat.
Marcos, you can enter this one. It's a book of our choice, unsigned, dropship.
We're getting there.
All right.
Am I too far?
No, you still got to keep going. I think that might
this
be
one.
It.
Here we are.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, so wait. I have to put this back on the rolling deck. And it's up right now.
There
so if you guys are concerned about data sovereignty.
Here, I'll mute it. Do you want me to mute the video?
The video is, it is muted already.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So we're introducing a new feature called Azure C class VMs, C class, SEA. And the Azure C class really helps with the containerization of your workloads inside of Azure.
There's no, like if you have data sovereignty concerns, there's no better way than to invest in Azure C class.
These are top secret locations just off the coast of Vancouver. And, you know, the best part about Azure C class is, you know, it really helps your data float around the internet. And more importantly, if you really need extra secure data, you can invest in Azure Sub-C class.
Yeah, it's honestly miraculous. I didn't think we would see this in our lifetime. They solved the issue of having a cable long enough to get you out of international water.
Well, that was actually the biggest problem with the entire project.
Is you would get too far away.
Yeah.
And the cable would unplug from the wall.
Well, exactly.
Because it's a boat. It's floating out into international water. There's no data sovereignty concerns if your data is in international waters.
No, and if you ever just need to quickly pop out into international waters, you just unplug.
Yeah.
You float away.
Yep.
Exactly.
Then government can't get your data.
Exactly. And so you know what else is really important about this is the fact that, you know, if you ever want to, you know, if you're feeling like you're a little underwater some days, you know, you can actually invest and purchase what's called an Azure Sub-C class VM.
Yeah.
Runs about, what, 2,000 feet under the water?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and the connectivity for that is fabulous.
Yeah, there's no problem at all.
So how do you get your data off of Azure Sub-C class?
PowerShell
through the Periscope.
Periscope.
So you have to come up, and the Periscope comes up,
has a little,
and it beams your data with PowerShell. This is how it works.
Yep. Yeah. Hold it together.
Okay. All serious kidding aside, please don't think that that's anything real that we just told you, because it really isn't anything
all,
that's
both
real.
Both of the viewers should disregard that information.
Exactly. What we just said for the last 5 minutes, even although it was completely recorded, please disregard everything that we actually just said.
Should
because
we play the video again?
That was actually a joke. I think we actually should play the video one more time for people. So let's go ahead and play this up. Hold on. Go back to our rolling deck.
There you go.
See, like, the quality of the video that we put together here was unbelievable.
Yeah, unparalleled production value.
Oh.
Sounds like we
just
should start wrapping up.
Beautiful. And we will wrap up, and we're just going to take a real quick break while we take and we get our audio-visual set up for the very next session. Coming up next for you guys on the MVP Days Community Roadshow 27 edition, Edmonton, Alberta, Kevin Kaminsky, world-famous MVP, world traveler, all-around good guy, and AppV expert. He will answer all your questions on VDI. And actually, if you tweet right now a question to Kevin about VDI, he may answer it.
Contractually obligated to think about answering
it. He is contractually obligated to think about answering that question.
Yeah. In all honesty, this is going to be a really good session. I'm excited for this one.
It is. All right. So let's go get mic'd up. Let's take and go back to my rolling PowerPoint deck there. And we will be back with this session in probably about the next 4 or 5 minutes. So if you guys